The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
In our lead story this evening, I'm joined by Shamit Miraj, the Managing Executive for Cloud Platforms and SaaS. Welcome.
Good evening and thanks for having me.
Shamit, why did BCX host the Namibia Transform Summit again this year?
That's a good question. And as a company, BCX believes that Namibia is well poised. As a country on the continent, you know, we consider this being the jewel of Africa. And, you know, we believe that there's an opportunity for us to support local business, support the people of Namibia, and to be a key driver to grow the economies in Namibia. Now, being back in Namibia allows us to create the platform required with our partner ecosystem, as well as with the local BCX team members we have in country, to co-create solutions with the local Namibian businesses and create real solutions for resolving problems in the environment.
What made last year's summit so impactful?
Last year's summit was a huge success, and you know, it did create an environment where we could unpack ideas to firstly understand the challenges in the market and better understand how we as BCX can you know, come to the party by creating the platform where conversations can happen, where we can create solutions that drives the positive business impact that's needed in Namibia.
Looking at the theme of this year, which is smart, safe, scalable, connect to Namibia's people, why did you choose that theme?
That the theme is threefold, right? So from a safe perspective, we know there's major threats on a global level, right?
Yeah.
So by highlighting this as a key element for the conference, it creates the awareness of how there can be a shared responsibility between you know, local people on the ground, businesses, government, as well as large organizations on the African continent to create an ecosystem that is safe, that protects the digital identities and protects the data that's sovereign to Namibia. In terms of you know, scalability is important in this ecosystem because it allows us to create future-ready solutions where we plant the seeds today, where we can then harvest the fruits downstream. And, you know, we always say Africa is the future, Namibia is the future. In actual facts, BCX believes that Africa is now, Namibia is now, and we have to start today.
Wow, interesting. Then also, Shamit, what role does BCX play in Namibia beyond this event?
Well, for us, it's not a one-hit wonder where, you know, we're going to come here for a week and leave. For us, is, you know, we as a business are entrenched in the market. You know, we have local people on the ground supporting the businesses in Namibia. So we will take a very proactive approach. You know, from the conversations that have happened over the last few days, we will build on that to ensure that we create the right solutions that fixes real-world problems, and that then translates into a real value that will drive the economy forward and drive Africa forward. And we believe that Namibia is well poised in Africa to be a hub. You know, you have all the enablers today. You've got excellent undersea cable capacities, access to the West African cable systems with Telecoms Namibia. You've got access to the Equiano Google cable, which has landed in Swakopmund. Now, from a business perspective, we believe that you've got the building blocks. Our role now is, how do we build on that? How do we become more cloud aware? Add the security layer, look at including the AI technologies that will add value, and then looking at what IoT technologies can be deployed to fix real-world problems that exist in Namibia.
That's so true. Shamit, also, what differentiates BCX in enabling Namibia's digital transformation?
So BCX is a leading system integrator on the African continent. Now, our value proposition is, you know, we don't sell products, okay? What we sell is co-created solutions that fixes real-world problems. Now, I would summarize this as BCX being an end-to-end secure, connected, managed service provider that provides solutions that's application aware. And that's the essence of what we do. It's not about a service level agreement that's just a contractual tick box. What we are here to do is to invest in the long run, for the long term, and to provide services that meets the consumer market, meets the business market needs and wants. And whatever we do is application aware. So it's, as I said, it's not about the service level agreement only tick box. What we do, it's about the customer experience. It's about the application experience and about creating a, you know, a making a positive difference in your market today.
Then looking beyond the summit, what is BCX's vision for Namibia's digital future?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, Namibia are the architects for your future. What we are is the enabler. We're going to leverage the technology, the partner ecosystem that we have to accelerate your digital transformation journeys. And that's what we'll be bringing. And that's what we see Namibia being, you know, in the months to come.
Yes. Shamit, also just what makes Namibia such a strategic focus for BCX?
Namibia is a strategic focus for BCX. You know, firstly, you're one of our closest neighbors, right? And we have to ensure that we co-create solutions that can also work in other African countries. So it's not just about, you know, building in Namibia for Namibia. We believe Namibia has the skill sets, it has the people, it has the attitude, it has the desire to be a powerful player on the African continent. Now, our investments in Namibia and working with businesses and the people on the ground is to also create solutions that will make a positive difference, not just here, but across the African continent.
And then what can we expect next year from BCX?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's these conferences are not a one-hit wonder, right? What we do is we build from here. So next year, we'll be looking at what strides have been made from this year to until we meet again. What actions, you know, other actions that we are putting in place, are they driving real value? Are they creating value for the people? And we will then be discussing the next evolution. So right now, the focus is how do we become more cloud-ready and how do we start leveraging the power of AI? Hopefully, when we meet again in a year from now, we now talking about the business results and moving away from an IT-led strategy, right, more towards a business-led strategy. So it's not about just a IT project, but a business strategy that's being executed, and that's resulting in tangible, you know, growth within your economy.
Yeah. Shamit, any last words?
It has been an absolute pleasure being in Windhoek, Namibia, beautiful country. The conference was excellent. And thank you for your support. We can only do this with you. And, you know, we want to reassure our support to Namibia. And we look forward to the co-creation and the collaboration. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shamit.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.